At a time when many companies are bucking DEI initiatives, the NFL is continuing to embrace theirs as the league prepares for its biggest event of the year, the Super Bowl. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell defended the league's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts during a pre-Super Bowl 59 conference Monday covered by CBS Sports. Goodell said, "We got into diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts because we thought it was the right thing for the National Football League, and we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think that we've proven that it does make the NFL better. So we're not in this because it's a trend to get in or a trend to get out of it." The NFL has DEI rules dating back decades. In 2003, the league implemented the Rooney Rule, named after the late Dan Rooney, the former owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers and former chairman of the league's diversity committee. Under the mandate, each NFL team is required to interview at least two minority candidates outside of their organizations to fill vacancies at head coach or general manager. Goodell said, "The Rooney Rule for us. There's no requirement to hire a particular individual on the basis of race or gender. It's simply on the basis of looking at a canvas of candidates that reflect our communities and to look at the kind of talent that exists there." Last year, the NFL made gains in minority hires, which saw the hiring of four minority coaches among eight vacancies. So far this year, only one out of seven teams with head coaching vacancies have hired a minority head coach, with the New York Jets picking up former Detroit Lions defense coordinator Aaron Glenn. Critics say the NFL's Rooney Rule requirement is just a formality for many teams, claiming the NFL isn't doing enough to get qualified minority candidates hired. Diversity advocates point to what they believe is a recent example of this with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars interviewed a black coach, Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham, as they were working to hire Liam Cohen. The team announced Cohen as their new head coach the following day. The NFL's chief diversity and inclusion officer says the league is working on bringing more transparency to the hiring process while making sure teams perform extensive searches with a diverse and large pool of candidates. The NFL's promise to diversify the hiring process comes as President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to end DEI programs, and companies like Target, Amazon, and Walmart are abandoning DEI initiatives.